When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I'm your host, Claire Maldarelli.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie.
Alrighty, so this week we are taking on hydration.
Yes, a controversial topic, perhaps. So the question this week is, how much water should I actually be drinking?
Yes, an excellent question. If I don't say so myself. You've probably been told before that it takes 8 glasses of water per day to keep you in tip-top shape. And many folks, myself included, have tried diligently to abide by this rule. But is it true? More on this after a quick break.
Love Ask Us Anything? Then have we got a show for you. Pop-sized hit podcast The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week may be on hiatus at the moment, but we just can't keep ourselves away from our listeners. Join us for our latest virtual live event on Tuesday, September 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can find links to tickets on our Twitter at @weirdest_thing or in the show notes for this episode of Ask Us Anything. We can't wait to share an evening of bizarre facts, trivia games, surprise giveaways, and much more, including a few familiar faces from AUA, of course. Check out The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week's feed wherever you listen to podcasts for more info. But really, what more do you need to know? Get those tickets ASAP. See you soon, weirdos.
So, water.
Yes, I need to know, how much do I need?
Right. So before I can answer that question for you, Jess, let's start with some basics. H2O is, of course, necessary for survival. In fact, a lot of the human body itself is made up of water. While estimates vary and the number fluctuates from body to body, humans can typically be between 45 and 75% water. Water plays a key role in so many bodily functions. It helps us maintain our body temperatures. Our blood, which is almost 50% water, helps transport vital oxygen as well as nutrients like electrolytes and vitamins. Water lubricates our joints, helps us digest food, and helps us poop. I could keep going on here, but I think you get the idea. Water is life.
Yeah, I guess no surprises there.
Exactly. But despite the popular notion that we should all be striving for 8 glasses a day, each person's water intake needs vary. For one, it depends on your body's size. So according to a 2018 review, infants need less water, which they get in the form of breast milk or formula, than young children who need even less water than teens and adults. But a number of other factors come into play in determining your water needs. For instance, people who are lactating need the most baseline water on average than any other group. Your activity level also plays a large role. So if you're exercising a lot, then you're more likely to sweat more, which means you have more water to replace. This is especially true if you're exercising in a particularly hot or humid environment, or your workout is long or intense.
That makes way more sense than there being some single magic number, but is 8 glasses still like a good baseline to shoot for?
So typically, when the 8 glasses a day number gets thrown around, it refers to 8 8-ounce servings of water, which adds up to 64 ounces or nearly 2 liters. According to a 2005 report from the U.S. National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, Adequate daily fluid intake is about 11.5 cups or 2.7 liters a day for women and 15.5 cups or 3.7 liters a day for men. But Lawrence Appel, chair of the panel that wrote the report and currently the director of the Welsh Center for Prevention, Epidemiology, and Clinical Research at the Johns Hopkins University, said at the time the report came out that, quote, "We don't offer a rule of thumb based on how many glasses of water people should drink each day because our hydration needs can be met through a variety of sources in addition to drinking water," end quote. In fact, according to that same report, we get about 20% of our hydration from the food we eat. Some foods, like watermelon, for example, are almost entirely made up of water. Additionally, we consume other liquids throughout the day as well, such as orange juice, kombucha, and milk. Many of us consume caffeinated beverages as well, such as tea or coffee.
I sure do.
Oh, same. Coffee. Same but, over here.
Yeah, but I've heard like coffee is dehydrating, right?
That's an excellent question. So these drinks are often considered diuretics. In other words, they make you need to pee. But there is no solid evidence that caffeinated beverages actually dehydrate you. The diuretic effect is unlikely to outweigh the benefit of the water contained in the beverage. So a cup of coffee probably does help keep you hydrated.
Okay, wow. This is fantastic news.
Right?
But yeah. So our water needs are super varied and we get water from a variety of surprising sources. But with all of that information to juggle, how do I know if I'm getting enough water?
The answer, Jess, is surprisingly simple. Just
okay.
Just follow your thirst. So you've probably heard that once you are thirsty, you are already a little bit dehydrated. But that is true. But don't fret.
Okay.
You can quickly replenish your lost fluids with a good helping of water. The important thing is that you don't ignore your body's call for water. The human body has a carefully calibrated system for deciding when it needs more hydration, and you should trust it and respect it. The one scenario in which you really need to drink constantly is when you're working out for prolonged periods or in the heat or humidity. In those conditions, it's easy to lose too much water before you actually start to feel parched.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's kind of freeing to know that those gallon-a-day challenges aren't really necessary. But what about folks who really want to hydrate as much as possible? Is it bad to drink when you're not thirsty?
Right. Excellent question, Jess. Just be Thank proactive you. About it. While it is true that you can really hurt your body by drinking too much water, this is incredibly hard to do. When you down too much H2O, your kidneys start to work in overdrive to filter it all out. If they can't keep up, the amount of water in your blood becomes so high that it throws your electrolytes, particularly your sodium, off balance, leading to a condition called hyponatremia. Hyponatremia isn't common among otherwise healthy people, but it is dangerous. It can cause dizziness, nausea, confusion, and fatigue, and if not addressed, it can be life-threatening. Some psychiatric conditions can lead people to drink too much water, but it can happen to anyone under the right circumstances. Occasionally, distance runners, particularly marathoners, have gotten hyponatremia by drinking too much water throughout their race. If you've ever watched or run a marathon, you know there's water at nearly every mile of the race. That's good because it gives everyone the best chance of getting water without crowding, but it doesn't mean that you should stop for a drink 26 times. The same goes for the 8 cups a day. We should all listen to our bodies, drink when we're thirsty, and dump that 8 cups of water notion down the drain.
Yeah, yay for trusting your body.
Exactly.
Thanks for all the info, Claire.
My pleasure.
Ask Us Anything is a Popular Science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps new friends find the show. Ask Us Anything is written, researched, and produced by all of our hosts. Audio production, engineering, and mixing is done by me, Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Grace Wade and Lauren Leffer for keeping our facts straight, Katie Beloff for designing our logo, and Billy Cadden for making our theme music. If you'd like to submit a question to Ask Us Anything, shoot us an email at ask@popsci.com. Thanks for listening.